fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, it is Tuesday, the second day of May, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. I'm proud to say, everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The perfect tip of the day is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. All right, we're hoping that Leon Green will call in. When Leon calls in, we'll bring him on. Begin our discussion. Lots of things going on with the world in general, geopolitical matters, the economy, all the silliness going on with this political correctness and wokeism, as it's come to be known. And if it wasn't so serious, it'd be quite humorous. But it is quite serious. All right. And it looks like Leon hasn't called in yet, but hopefully he will call in. In the meantime, we will have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting, so just give us a call at 512-248-8252. All right. It is spring here in South Central Missouri. The trees are all leafing out real nice. We've had flowers out for more than a month, and people are getting their gardens all ready to get their seedlings in and move forward with beautiful springtime here in South Central Missouri. It's been a bit cooler and wetter than we typically have for the springtime, but that's okay. We're getting along fine. So let's look at a headline here. Looks like Janet Yellen, who's in charge of the U.S. Treasury, she's the Secretary of the Treasury, warns that the Treasury could run out of cash as soon as June 1st, absent any deep debt ceiling deal. Well, we go through this pretty much every year, where the debt ceiling needs to be increased, and there's wrangling of hands and wailing and gnashing of teeth and all this back and forth, and then they go ahead and raise the debt again. the rest of the world is paying attention. Our dollar, I should say, has been the reserve currency of the planet since World War II. That is quickly going away, with the Chinese yuan becoming very popular. It appears to be a gold-backed currency, which ours is not a gold-backed currency. And the United States is losing status worldwide as a consequence. That's what's happening. We're losing status as the leader of the free world, as the economic bastion of that we've always been for so many decades. It's all by design. It's all by design. We looks like we do have with us my friend Leon Green. Leon Green is a former officer in the United States Navy, and he is one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known. And good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John.
Okay, I need to get more audio here. I had my speakers turned down. Well, Leanna, it's we're fully into springtime here in South Central Missouri.
Yes, sir. We sure are.
Absolutely. All the trees are leafed out pretty fully. We've had flowers for, 6 or 7 weeks or so. A bit cooler and wetter than we like, but we'll be okay, won't we?
Yes, sir. I just decided I wouldn't, after last year's debacle of, trees freezing and losing, I decided I'm just going to hold off. I still have to do the greenhouse. I got lots of things for this.
Well, Leon, there's lots of issues going on, and before I forget, we have a meetup this week, don't we?
We sure do, Thursday night.
Thursday night at the Di Trapani's Italian restaurant at the Benton Square building in Rolla, Missouri. We get together for dinner at 4:30. We have a informal discussion and meeting between 6 and 7, and Leon takes over the training at 7 o'clock, and I go home because I get up at 0400 every morning. And Leon, what's the training going to be this week, sir?
It's going to be in rural defense.
All right.
And protecting yourself out in the sticks when everybody says, hey, you're safer out there. You are, except for there's a delayed effect with, LEO or law enforcement response because you're so far out in the middle of nowhere. So we have to take those things into account.
Right. On weeknights in my neighborhood, the response time is typically 20, 30 minutes. On weekends, it could be 40 to 45 minutes for the deputies to respond where I live. And that's not unusual in these rural areas, is it?
Absolutely. And there are people who have much even, we're talking 40, like in Wyoming, there are some places out in the sticks that it could be an hour or so. In a gunfight or any kind of encounter, 15 minutes is too long.
Absolutely. Well, that'll be a good training. And there's no charge for attending our meetings and a training. We have some great meals there at a reasonable price at the Italian restaurant, Di Trapani's restaurant. And we've been doing this now for 8 or more years, and it's become a something I look forward to every month. And we got a visitor coming in from Kansas City this Thursday, I believe, don't we?
Absolutely, yes. He's been here for 8 months and been trying to work in. And I told him about the Roby event, and I also told him about the our event, and he's like, I'll be there. I'm like, great. And then someone else also wants to bring his son. So more and more people are seeing the benefit. And also just looking at the news, they realize how important it is to them to have a community because, they think that you're going to be Rambo. Yeah, you could be Rambo, but you're still going to have to eat. You're going to have to sleep. And it won't take too long to us for people with 3 times the population in America and probably 20 times the amount of firearms that you hunt all of the animals to extinction very quickly.
Right. Well, that happened in Missouri during the Great Depression. By the time World War II started, there were no deer left in Missouri, none at all. And after the war, they had the Conservation Commission had to repopulate the deer. I believe they brought in deer from Indiana, as well, I recall. So
yes,
that
sir, and I heard they
happen again. All the deer would be shot out in a year or less, wouldn't they?
Absolutely, and I heard that they didn't do turkey until, was it late 80s, 90s? I'm like, really? They had to bring in turkeys as well. I'm like, that's incredible.
Yeah, well, these my neighbors out here, many of them, hunting is not sport. hunting as a way to help feed the family. And that, yes, that includes deer, turkey, raccoons, possums, squirrels, and so forth. My daughter grew up in Metro Seattle, and I told her I would hunt squirrels, and my grandmother would cook them. She thought I was kidding. She didn't think that people would actually eat squirrels. And I told her, I said, "Yeah, babe, that's what we did, and we still do."
Yes, sir. Well, right now I'm at a town and country market, you know, the city market, and there's a gentleman who had he's an old codger, probably in his 80s, and he came out with two side holsters with leather scabbards, and they seemed to be like the Colt, you know, the old Navy Colt, and he has a Civil War hat, and it's just funny, he jumped in an old Capri and is driving off, but it's so funny, he had two six-shooters on his sides, and I wanted to get a picture, but it was just hilarious to see him.
Well, that's a lot of weight. Those Colt single-action armies are really heavy pistols. Liam, before I forget, just to give you a quick heads up, after the first break, we're going to find out what the Doterra Oil of the Week is, aren't we?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Well, Liam, with all these events going on, which one are you paying attention to the most, sir?
There's a hierarchy. I mean, right now I'm really focusing on, you know, the financial, because obviously that's going to be a linchpin when they pull the plug, and you see the fourth largest collapse has occurred now. So it's just one domino falling after the next, and with the, you know, catastrophic contagion that's on YouTube, and it's just a repeat of the event 201. You know, they're trying to, it seems like they're trying to, just like when you would take off from a Navy pier, you had to do a countdown, you had to have, you know, munitions, people, food, gas, all these things, just so we could all take off at the same time. There are times when contractors didn't get the stuff there, we had to leave regardless, unless there was something crucial. So right now, it seems like they're doing the same thing. They have a countdown list, and they're trying to get all these things together. And then all of a sudden they're going to pull the plug. That's like throwing off the first line. And then once the ship starts moving, whatever you don't have, you don't have. And so that's the way I'm looking at it right now. It seems to be a financial, and with the media, the lamestream media talking about, oh, there's going to be another one, and it's scarier, more deadly, and stand by for more lockdowns. Those are the food production is still being attacked, and the money is being attacked. So those are the top three. I'd say money, food production, and another pandemic part two.
Well, there's rumors about another pandemic, another virus disease that Marburg's been talked about a lot.
Yes, sir.
You think that's very much is a possibility, or just rumors?
No, I would, I'd say it's about a 60% chance that's what they're going to do. But just like they didn't with the event 201 on YouTube, they didn't say SARS COVID 2, you know, 2019. You know, they just mask it under a specific virus. I mean, a innocuous or a novel vague virus, whereas now they're becoming more specific about a Marburg. And so the mentality is, if you improve your immune system now and you have any parasitics available, and you also have the ivermectin, the essential oils, you have all these things intact now, regardless, unless, you know, you take these clot shots or the next said to be vaccine, you should be in good shape. But you still have to take into account you're going to have food production. So there's a lot of things involved. But I would say the most important thing is getting food production going, working on community, because, you know, you can't be an island. And that's what we talked about at the Roby event. It's like, what happens when everything hits the fan? And now it's just you and mom against the world. So you're going to have to sleep. And so that's where you may have to actually pick up and go to a place that you can have a tribe of people that can protect you. It was a very good meeting.
All right. Well, Leon, this may have got past you, but in the last few days, the Texas State Attorney General has commenced an investigation into the vaccine fraud. And it looks like we got a call here. It looks like Ted in Hawaii. Morning, Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hi, John. Good morning. Leon, good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Really good. What's on your mind, Ted?
Yeah, it's a little early. It's a little after 2 o'clock in the morning here. And always glad to hear your voices. And I just had some comments real quickly. I know Leon is a doTERRA man, and we have become friends of several years. I've been using doTERRA, and he's been helping me a lot with my enlarged prostate, and I've been taking essential oils. And I just found out something important yesterday. I mean, I was scheduled for a surgery in another 10 days. They were going to bore a hole through my prostate, but I actually found out that there's a treatment with B1 vitamins and one called benfotamine that also is very much has a lot to do with the problems associated with prostate, but it's actually the bladder. But anyway, I wanted to thank you and Leon, and I do have a comment about the Greek Battle of Crete. The anniversary is coming up this month, so I wanted to just comment on that quickly, if I could.
Sure. You have some information about that battle that you want to share with us, Ted?
Yeah, I do. I certainly do. Well, actually, my mother, God rest her soul, was a survivor of that battle in Crete. She was a 14-year-old girl living there with her father, my grandfather, Theodore Stratodaiki, who I'm named after. But they lived through that invasion that started May 20th, 1941. 10,000 German crack troops, paratroopers, jumped out of the Junkers planes over the island, invaded there, and overwhelmed the forces, the British, Australian, and New Zealand forces that were there that had been evacuated from Athens as the Germans pushed south. But my mom lived through that. My grandfather did not. He died in the Battle of Crete. And I remember them. I hope to get over there later this month for the 20th observation of the anniversary of the Battle of Crete. But it's very relevant as to what's happening today, is what I would like to say. The impending invasion of Taiwan looks like it's set to come. I mean, and like you were saying about rural defense people, the Cretans, they had no army really there. The Cretan soldiers were trapped elsewhere in Greece. So the civilians fought. They picked up arms and fought, and they fought so bravely for 10 days, they almost defeated the Germans and cost them a heavy toll, which really stopped them from later invading England by parachute. So just want to remember them. And my friend General Scott, who was a commander of the Flying Tigers in China, used to tell me about, you know, their adventures in China. And Chiang Kai-shek, he knew personally. John Birch, he knew personally, was part of their team. And all of these people fought bravely for free China, which is now the remnant in Taiwan. And we need to remember them as well as the people of Crete.
Well, I'm familiar with the battle in Crete. It was one of the largest airborne operations ever. And I didn't know about how well the civilians fought there. And I'm proud that they did, that they fought to defend their homeland. And I didn't know that was part of your heritage there, Ted. So that's great. Great information. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I lived with it. My mother lived with depression all her life, but she overcame it, succeeded, was a PhD, and raised a family in America. And I'm very proud of her and the Greeks. Thank you. God bless.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store.
Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
First test live on Twitch. If you want to join me and forgive the bumps along the way, love for you to join me on Twitch. My Twitch channel is the following: 123, The John Moore Show, 123. I say again, 123, The John Moore Show, 123. Or try searching The John Moore Show on Twitch. Let me know what you think, and we'll work in the bugs out. So we're at it. So we have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, and we're about to find out what the doTERRA oil of the week is. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, sir. It is cypress oil, and it's in the botanical family of the conifers and cypress. The way it's extracted is from steam distillation from the branches, and there are many, many benefits to that. It's antibacterial, anti-infectious, antimicrobial, bucolic, antiseptic, astringent, deodorant, diuretic, lymphatic, and prostate decongestant, refreshing, relaxing, and vasoconstricting. So the common primary uses are with things like aneurysm, bone spurs, bunions, bursitis, carpal tunnel syndrome, cathar, circulation, concussion, edema, endometriosis, environmental stress, influenza, hemorrhoids, hiatal hernias, incontinence, Lou Gehrig's disease, the lymphatic decongestion, menopause, muscle fatigue, muscle tone, chronic pain, paresthesia, preeclampsia, prostatitis, Raynaud's disease, strengthens the renal, retina, I'm sorry, rheumatoid arthritis, skin revitalizing, strokes, swollen eyes, toxemia, tuberculosis, and varicose veins. The way it's commonly used is applied neat without dilution, and you can put it on the area of concern, or you can also just put it on your feet or your wrist, and you can also inhale it directly. Personally, I've had two experiences with this in which a woman said, I have not been able to feel my fingers for years, and it's called Raynaud's disease, and I had to look it up. I had never heard about that. So she had poor circulation in the fingertips. So what did she do? We put it on. This was at a prepper expo. Put in 4 or 5 drops. She rubbed it on. And in about 4 or 5 minutes later, she said, I can feel my fingertips. I'm like, so I'm watching this miracle with this woman. And she's like, I've never had anything like that because I've taken all these drugs and they made me, cause weight gain. And I became sluggish. And something as simple as cypress oil, it was very effective for Raynaud's disease, which is the circulation impairment in the hands and sometimes in the feet. So cypress has lots of benefits. When people talk about, the dealing with, trying to thin their blood, cypress improves blood flow. When you apply it with peppermint, it is very good for aches and pains and moving the blood and edema away from the impacted area. So I like cypress very much. Cypress.
So the oil again is what again, Leon?
Cypress oil. CYPRESS.
Just plain old cypress. All right. Is that made from the cypress tree? Do you know?
Yes, sir. It sure is.
No kidding. Well, that's why it's so it's relatively inexpensive, isn't it?
It sure is. I think it's like 12. No, it's like 15. Very inexpensive, but the depth of benefits is incredible. And for that one woman who's had pain, and numb and tingling for decades, she was like, wow, $15, I can feel my fingers again. This is incredible. So, people think, oh, it's expensive. Most of the bottles are $20 to $30, but the benefits are renowned.
And how long did it take for her to feel her fingers?
Four or five minutes. I mean, we were talking there.
Amazing.
And I was showing her, and that's how fast it works. So, when people say, well, does it really work? 95% of all the drugs were derived from God's creation, from the pharmacy that he's provided to us, Genesis 1:29, where I give you all seed-bearing plants for your benefit. We go to the drugstore first instead of to God's pharmacy.
Well, how many times have we heard we need to preserve the Amazon jungle because there could be life-saving plants growing in there? What they don't say is that they'll take the life-saving plant and change it so they can get a patent on it, right?
Absolutely. That's bismuth, is Pepto-Bismol is peppermint and bismuth. And that's been around for 140 years. And headache, the willow tree, the Romans and Greeks saw the deer eating the willow, the bark. And they're like, what's up with that? And it's an natural analgesic. So, people know it's been around. And it's the European and the Western nations that have been, directed the drugs as compared to the CCM and the rest of the world.
We have a break. Everybody hold on. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, over 9 gigabytes of videos and articles. Just look at the COVID section, for example. The worst crime in recorded human history, in my opinion, and the opinion of many scientists and doctors. More than 200 articles and videos by world-class doctors, such as Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer, warning us, telling us, don't get the Pfizer vaccine, don't get the boosters. They are designed from the get-go to kill you. That's at my website, at thelibertyman.com. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be the first week of August. My guest will be my live studio audience, and it'll be a lot of fun. I'll share things privately with my guests I can't possibly talk about on my show, and we'll have great food at the Wildwood Springs Lodge, which is celebrating 101 years in business. So if you want to do that, just give my the lady who's in charge taking reservations, give her a call at Betsy Murphy at 636-530-9502. Last but not least, energy cleaners. If you're tired of being tired, arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Seriously, that's what you need. If you have issues with sleep, you also need an energy cleaner. Details at my website, where you can buy your energy cleaner, your mattress pad that goes with it, right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Or you can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. It's 800-592-9543. We have with us Leon Green. Before we get to our next caller, let's explain a little bit how we get started with doTERRA to help people out here. Right, Leon?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so here's how I get started. Go to my website, libertyman.com. Under products, scroll down to the doTERRA section and do a little shopping. What you want is the largest kit you can afford without going into debt. If you feel the need to go into debt, PayPal will finance that for 6 months with no interest. And get your kit. That's number one. Number two, get two different editions of the same book. That would be the book titled Modern Essentials. You're going to want the fifth edition and the 12th edition, which was the last hardcover copy, and the PDF version of the 13th. Once you've got those books, you've got the necessary research material to figure out what you need to do for yourself. Last but not least, if you're in a hurry or you'd like to start a home-based business, just give Leon a call, and he'd be glad to help you. What's that phone number, Leon? 303-495-2188. 303-495-2188. If Leon's busy feeding the chickens, he'll get back with you. Right, Leon?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's how I get started. Now let's go to our next caller. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. I miss you guys. I haven't called for a while. I'm having some health issues that I'm trying to take care of. But Leon, on the I ordered some On Guard and I have it. So do I take just one of those a day?
Well, if I don't know what your health issues that you're talking about, but I typically take two or three drops in the morning and two or three at night when I go to sleep. And so it also protects me when when your body recuperates is while you're sleeping. So I do it twice a day. But if I'm out and about, I'm at church, I'm doing meetings, classes, and trainings, I increase it, especially as the numbers increase. So if you're getting on a plane, flying, or going to big crowds, you may want to take it every 15 or 20 minutes because you're going to be exposed to the bugs and the pathogens on the doorknobs, the seats, the hands, I mean, everywhere. So I would definitely, it's really dependent on how bad it is. Now, if you start getting really, really bad, that's when you have to go to On Guard Plus. And that's for people who are, bedridden and they're like on IV drug medicine. And that's, I just had somebody just in the last 2 weeks, a friend of mine, his father was in terrible shape. And they said he had, he was septic, he had sepsis. So it really depends on, so if you want to give me a call, please, Deborah, I'd love to walk you through it and make sure you're healthy as fast as possible. There's no reason to let this, the bacteria, they split. Typically, every 4 hours, you get double. So if you're, you started with two or three, and now you're at 2 billion, yeah, you can go downhill really quickly. So please call me after the show.
Okay, and regarding, though, the drop, you can actually put drops of On Guard in your mouth?
Yes, ma'am. It has wild orange, and it may be too spicy for you. I mean, I know you're in Arizona, and you may love hot and spicy, but because the cinnamon in there, in the clove, it may be kind of spicy. So it has rosemary, wild orange, cinnamon, clove, and eucalyptus. And with that in there, if it's too spicy for you, then you can just put it in gel caps, or you can just take the On Guard. They have gel caps as well. So it really depends on you.
Okay. Does the original On Guard come in gel caps, not plus?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It does. And yes, you can get that directly from doTERRA as well.
Okay, I'll call you later.
Yes, ma'am. And they also have empty ones.
Watch that you can beginning today on Twitch, and the channel is 123, the John Moore Show 123.
The John Moore Show 123. How do I get it?
It's on Twitch.
Oh, Twitch.
Go to Twitch. And then the channel is 123, The John Moore Show, 123.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Deborah.
Okay. I'll call you later, Leon.
All right.
Sounds good. And,
okay,
and John, we had,
bye-bye.
Bye. And John, we had somebody, actually the board operator said, a gentleman called in asking about oils for prostate, and I just wanted to say it really quickly since he didn't want to do it on the air. The oils for prostate issues are helichrysum, frankincense, and juniper, and those are for generic. That's just to strengthen. Now, if you're dealing with benign prostatic hyperplasia, then you're dealing with fennel, and then there's ones for prostate cancer, and prostatitis, which is the most prominent one, is just an inflamed prostate, and that would be thyme, cypress oil we talked about earlier, and lavender. You can apply it directly to the posterior, the scrotum, the ankles, the lower back, and the bottoms of the feet, and you can dilute it 5-1, 5 drops to a tablespoon of fractionated coconut oil. And so if that person wants to give me a call, we can walk them through them, and I can send them the information. But, yeah, those six oils are very effective for prostate.
Okay, that's good advice here, Leon. Very good advice. We're going to need a photograph of you with your hat. My wife loves the way you look with your hat that you wear most of the time. And we'll have, when you're on the air with me here, on Tuesdays.
So you want a photograph? Okay. Well, I guess if she's there Thursday, we can take it Thursday night.
Yeah. And it's a work in progress. This is our first day to do live video streaming. We spent from yesterday morning from 3:45 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. working with my IT guy who's listening right now and my audio engineer, Brady, who's also with us on Fridays. I knew he had audio engineering skills. I didn't know he was a graduate audio engineer and made his living for more than a dozen years as an audio engineer at some fairly high levels. And
nice.
We were stuck. Leon, yesterday, we were stuck. And he was without transportation yesterday, so I drove 45 minutes to Bourbon to pick him up. He was here about 3 minutes to fix the problem. And then I drove him home.
Wow.
But the difference that an educated brain can make, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, if you have the right information, things can be accomplished much quicker than trying to stumble through, you know, the dark web and Google. And so it's much easier. So I agree with you. And this is where, you know, many people are specialized, and that's awesome. But when you're talking about general homesteading, you have to have as general, you know, knowledge base as possible. Gardening, livestock, husbandry, all these things, security. And because that's the other importance of having community. You have nurses and doctors and vets, you know, there to assist you and improve your community, because obviously you can learn a lot, but there's only so much time to acquire this. And then you still have to work on the garden and everything else you're doing, let alone still have a life. So, you know, all these things people, they dismiss and they realize, you know, I know a little bit, but it's important that you have depth of knowledge as well as breadth.
It is. Well, in many cases, the having the right knowledge at the right time makes all the difference, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, a friend of mine contacted me. He's in Kansas, and his wife had shorts on, and where she was, she stepped onto a barbed wire and showed me this huge gash. And I said, "You going to the hospital?" He said, "No." And then, so he'd already seen the benefits of using helichrysum oil. It has a scar behind her knee, and so the popliteal artery is back there, and numerous veins. But she didn't hit it for, and miraculously, she didn't hit it. So she was lightly bleeding. He stopped that, did a pressure bandage, and then he said, "What are the different, you know, what are the other things?" And he was concerned about lockjaw or tetanus. And you know, I asked him about her shots and things like that. And so he had done several things. But, you know, if you have the book with you that John and I always talk about, you know, you can open that immediately. If you use the oils now while everything is hunky-dory, then you improve your knowledge and your confidence of how effective these are, both efficient and powerful and efficacious. So you know they work. And we tell people right now, use the oils now. And if you want to go back to drugs, you can always roll back to them. But if you don't have the skill base and knowledge base and confidence of their use,
then when they pull the plugs and the buildings are, the hospitals are closed, then now you're trying to do everything with a sense of anxiety that you don't have to have because you'd already have years of experience and months and months of use of seeing the benefits, whether it's sleep, whether it's prostate issues, all these things, bleeding. And so I asked him, do you have a Steri-Strips or are you going to sew it up? And he's like, no, we're going to keep it open for the next 2 or 3 days to make sure there's no infection. He asked me about saline, you know, how to irrigate that. And I just told him, you know, the saline technique, and he didn't have an irrigator. So I said, you know, use a 2-liter bottle, pierce it with a couple of hot needles, and then you can use that. Pressurize it by squeezing it, and you can do that. So there are several things that, you know, if you have the knowledge base and you've taken many of these trauma classes, you can do them in austere environments and be able to do that. And then if you had to go to the hospital, you can. But, you know, I asked him, there's no infection. He's using lavender oil and melaleuca. And he said, you can put it right on the bloody wound? I said, yes. And even though he's been using them for 8 years, you know, when it was his dog, it wasn't a big deal because, you know, it was his dog. But now it's his wife who has a baby who's nursing. So he was really, you know, at a quandary, and he just called me, and I got back with him shortly, and we got it all fixed. And it just shows that even though people have been using it, a lot of times, unless it's somebody personally, you know, you just take it for granted until it's, you know, you see blood on the floor and your baby's crying because mom's crying.
Right, right. Well, that's some great information there, Lynn. We appreciate that. So tell me, how many eggs a day are you getting from your chickens?
Probably about 70. And yeah, Saturday night I stayed up late until 2 o'clock and I scrambled probably 500, 600 eggs. And now they're in the freezer and they're fighting for space with the new cow, half a cow I just picked up. And so they're freezing and I'm going to stick them right back in the harvest site. So that harvest site is going now two batches a week. And it was funny at the Roby event, there's a woman who was selling probably for $25, a 2.5 pound of freeze-dried eggs. And I was thinking, you know, that's good for 25 years. So when people think, you know, it's not a big deal. If you have a protein that's not going to be compromised with mRNA vaccines, and you don't have to worry about eating crickets, and you don't have to refrigerate it or freeze it.
I'm not eating crickets, Leon.
Me neither, but I talk to people who are just, you know, they're sheeple, like, oh, okay, I took a shot, and I'm just going to wait till they start injecting the cows, chickens, and the pigs with all this mRNA. It's like, no, I'm going to be preemptive, and I'm going to start saving my own stuff now and buying from local cattlemen, so I know I'm not taking that junk, because my attitude is, if you want to experiment with pets, and you want to feed the muscles, and the CDC and FDA says, oh, yeah, we inject it into the body, but it doesn't get into the meat. And those are the same idiots that said, oh, yeah, when you shoot in your arm, it doesn't transfer to the rest of the body. It just stays right at the site.
Stays right at the injection. In your dreams. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I have great hope that what the Attorney General in Texas is doing, that he'll be joined by other states, including our state, the state of Missouri, and others, or maybe 16 or 17 conservative states that may join the state of Texas in suing Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson to find out what really happened and bring the evidence to the people. That'd be a great thing, wouldn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. I hope Missouri's involved. And I heard that the 1169 Missouri bill was not passed because of the fact that there are constitutional issues involved. So that's the one that said they had to label and notify everybody if they're going to put the mRNA injected meat, you know, in the food production line. So right now, it's right now been held, and in Missouri they have between 200 and 500 bills that have to be passed in the next 2 weeks. So this one is not going to be pursued now. So we have to wait till next session. So that means, you know, Missouri would have been a linchpin for the whole world, because now you have to label. If you have to label in Missouri, it has to be notified throughout the rest of the world. So that failed, and we have to continue pursuing that. And I'm not much of a politician, but But that and the financial bill, SB 100, in which we only have 2 weeks left to reach out to our rep saying, look, we want to have the ability to do gold and silver and make that an option. And that means we can bypass the stupidity of the CBDCs.
Well, as these things move forward, we continue to learn, don't we?
Absolutely. I mean, every day you see another domino is coming down and it impacts us. And so this is where preparation is crucial. And so many people, you know, they think, oh, it's the doomsday preppers. No, I'm not expecting the world to fall apart tomorrow. But I do know that with all these things that are happening, we can just go down the list of what's happening. If you have preparations intact, you can survive and you can thrive and you can help others. But if you don't, you're going to be like the others who have their hands out begging for food, begging for water, which happened in Alabama, which happened in Flint, Michigan. We can just go down the list of all the shorted list of governmental incompetence.
I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Tuesday, the 2nd day of May. Well, Leon, I gave you a nice gift last night. That would be an extra 2 hours on Tuesday, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's the Tuesday Morning Roundtable is really filled up with guys, and Leon contributes as he can, but he's got a full hour with us the first hour, and I thought it would be best to give Leon an extra 2 hours on Tuesday to do the very important things he does on with the hobby farm. So congratulations on getting that 2 hours back, Leon, and we really appreciate the time you did put in on the roundtable. And occasionally when you know, when the matters of naval battle came up and Navy knowledge, your input was very valuable on that, Leon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yep.
And yeah,
yep.
I celebrated last night.
Okay, good. What final words do you have for our audience before you get away here, Leon? You got about a minute and a half.
I would say life is good, and there's so many blessings in life. And knowing that, it's important that if you want to be able to pass down your knowledge and wisdom to your children and friends and relatives, preparation is crucial because there's only so much time in a day. And to get a library going, get started in the garden, and get training, whether it's medical, whether it's on the range, firearms training, whatever the case, ham radio, you know, build your skills because there's only so much time left. And I think a lot of people are taking it for granted that we have years and years and years. And, you know, with Biden, not wanting Trump or DeSantis to come into office, they're going to pull out all the stops. And China can't accept this, you know, because if Trump came back in, there would be a major calamity. So they're going to have to pull the plug. So I would say use the election mentality. That's the end of the republic. That's what I think personally.
Well, they're desperate, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And think about it. If this is a 100-year plan, you know, with Trump coming in, that changed all their goals. And it'll just keep getting worse if he comes back. And so if they cheat in Arizona, they're going to make it much worse worldwide. I mean, nationwide.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Leon. Well, we want to thank you for being with us, and we look forward to the John Moore Show meetup this coming Thursday, and you'll be leading the training, and it will be rural defense. Would that be an accurate description, rural defense?
Absolutely, sir.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thank you, sir, and we'll see you Thursday, and we'll have you back on the air with us next Tuesday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. The Tuesday Morning Roundtable begins in just a couple of minutes, and we'll have Dave Hodges with us. We'll have Jeff Nyquist. I have not received, I'm going to send a text message to Steve Ben Noon and see if he's going to be able to join us for a while here. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.